This is the Crop Weather Progress Report for Central Washington, Eastern Washington, and Northern Oregon counties for the week ending July 20th, 2014, as submitted to the United States Department of Agriculture National Agricultural Statistics Service Northwest Regional Field Office in Olympia. Central Washington, Chelan and Douglas counties. Dry, hot, and windy conditions were experienced throughout the week. Area fires caused damage to range and pasture land in both counties and to some winter wheat in Douglas County. Some livestock fencing was destroyed, but there were no reports of livestock losses. Cherry harvest was winding down. The crop was excellent this year with good size and yields for most growers. Winter wheat harvest began on the Waterville Plateau. The harvest was early due to dry conditions, and yields were average to below average. Livestock producers were beginning to sign up for emergency haying and grazing of CRP acreage due to drought conditions. Extensive and uncontrolled wildfires scorched the edges of numerous orchards, but the production of various tree fruits was not significantly affected. Some regional fruit packing houses lost most of their electrical power, and fruit was diverted to alternate facilities. Winter canola acres were harvested, and yields were affected by the drought. Wheat yields were also expected to be below average as a result of the continuing dry conditions. Kittitas County. Average temperatures were generally warmer than normal, varying from a low of 57 degrees to a high of 106 degrees. There was no precipitation received, and the average wind speed was 19 miles per hour, with gusts up to 48 miles per hour. Hay harvest was in full swing, with producers getting the hay off fields and under cover. No crop losses due to weather conditions were reported. Lickitat County. Continued dry conditions with cooler temperatures were received during the week. Wheat harvest started with most yields about normal. Daytime high temperatures were in the 80s and 90s, but cooled to the 70s on Sunday. Low temperatures were in the 50s and 60s. Winds were west-southwesterly with peak gusts between 20 and 33 miles per hour in the Goldendale-Centerville Valley area nearly every day this week. Fire danger remained a huge concern. Some ag producers took measures to clear tinder fuel away from structures and opted to start wheat harvest in fields adjacent to homes and barns as a precaution against the fire threat. Seasonal crews with fleets of trucks delivered grain to storage elevators as harvest ramped up in the Goldendale-Centerville area earlier than normal. The quality of the wheat crop depended upon the variety planted. Winter hardy varieties on deep soils were judged to be of good quantity and quality. However, non-hardy wheat varieties produced poorly, especially those planted in shallow soils. To improve regrowth between hay cuttings and irrigated fields, some growers planned an extra round of irrigation and wait until August to start second cutting. Cattle were in good condition. Peach harvest continued in Maryhill orchards, and in home gardens, garlic harvest was underway. First summer pears were ripening. Yakima County. Average temperatures were warmer than usual, varying from 2 to 14 degrees above normal. There was no precipitation received during the week. Growers were using cooling operations to protect crops from the heat. However, no crop losses due to weather conditions were reported. Eastern Washington, Adams County. Winter wheat yields were below average and lower test weights were reported. Lincoln County. Thunderstorms early last week brought almost an inch of rain to some areas. The areas receiving rain also got some small hail. Winter wheat harvest just began, and there may be some hail damage to the crop. Northern Oregon, Wasco County. Winter wheat harvest was in full swing, and yields were surprisingly better than expected. Umatilla County. Hot, dry temperatures with high winds caused many crops to turn. Grass seed swathers could barely keep up with the acres that were ready to harvest this week. Wheat harvest and combines continued to roll east as crops in better soils become ready for harvest. All producers were on high alert for fire, with multiple fires on crop and rangeland due to lightning strikes. Fires were tough to manage due to high winds. Union County. Hot, dry conditions were good for grass seed harvest and sugar beet, sunflower, and mint growth and development. This has been the Crop Progress Report for Central Washington, Eastern Washington, and Northern Oregon counties for the week ending July 20th, 2014. You are listening to KVGDLP FM radio in Goldendale.